guide, your concierge, your spiritual leader on this adventure, this journey that you're having into BDSM, kink, and fetish. Here on Everyday Kink, we will talk to creators, providers, insiders, to give you the inside scoop on this lovely journey that we're having. You'll get some tips. You'll get some advice. You'll get some ideas. But above all else, you'll get some great conversation. So stay tuned. In 1973, the adult industry in the world was introduced to Desiree West, a stunning young African-American Asian descent woman who would shatter barriers and become widely recognized as the first female African-American porn star. Her career started off with Teenage Runaway. She became well known for her enthusiastic and earnest on-screen sexual performances, but also her ability to dive into a character and deliver believable dialogue, adding depth to all her roles. Now, she was size-wise 36 double D, 24, 36 figure. She specialized in interracial, lesbian, and masturbation scenes. She appeared in over 90 films during her seven-year career. And she's very known for performing with industry legend John Holmes. Quick little side note, she is also in the XRCO Hall of Fame. Why am I bringing this up? Why am I telling you about Desiree West? Why am I talking about the first African-American female porn star? Well, let me tell you why. Because this is Black History Month. And in the current world of sex work and adult industry, we have a large plethora of people of color providing content of all shapes and forms. And I go, what started this? What was the foundation of this whole movement we have here that we're seeing? And in order to do that, I had to go back to the beginning. She was a porn star from 1973 to 1987. I want you to think about that. She was around during what I would like to call this big boom of the porn industry, where porn had movie theaters that you could actually go to. You didn't have to sneak into, you could actually go to. It was a big thing. These were the times of like Deep Throat and Girl Behind the Green Door. Classics that people saw in theaters and not on VHSs or DVDs. Back when, if you said you were an adult film actor or actress, it wasn't shunned as much as it began to be shunned in the later years. But I bet you a lot of you do not know her. Now, one of the men that she did a lot of performances with, John Holmes, some of you may know John Holmes. If you don't, let's talk about another Caucasian adult film star, Jenna Jameson, Ron Jeremy. You know those names, Tracy Lords. You know those names. But the first African-American female porn star, her name you do not know. And that is because the black section of the adult entertainment industry isn't as heralded and respected as their white counterparts. Now, I know what you're thinking. What does all of this have to do with the large amount of people of color producing content and sex work currently? Well, this is the connection. As the years went by, there was a boom in the black adult film industry. There was a time where you couldn't go into an adult store and not see a plethora of these black pushed films. Some of them with all black casts of a variety of porn stars. Jeannie Pepper, when I was young, and I used to sneak into my uncle's stash of adult films, Jeannie Pepper was one of the adult film stars that I used to see all the time. And I seen her act in various roles. You notice how I said act? Not just fuck, but act. Like legit roles with lines, somewhat a little storyline here or there. From her, I saw Shawn Michaels. I saw Vanessa Blue, Vanessa Monet, Misty Stone, Pinky, Mr. Marcus, Lexington Steele, Skin Diamond. As porn evolved and started growing and branching out and, you know, gaining more years under its belt, I saw all these great, amazing black porn stars, and it was great to me. It was hot as fuck, but it was great to me because I saw people on the screen that looked like me. Just like people like Vanessa Del Rio and Annie Cruz and all these other actors and actresses of various racial descent. When you get to see someone who looks like you, it's different. It's different. And a lot of these black adult film stars were just major. And somehow, some way, their value started going down. And to work with them would be a detriment to your career. So you can talk to any porn star, and if they're honest with you, they'll probably tell you this. Some white actresses, if they were to work with black porn stars, would be told that their potential and value would decrease. Now, racism is a component everywhere. And it's really felt within the adult film industry. And so now that equated to now up-and-coming stars of color who want to get into the industry, but knows that some of their only options to get booking, to get paid bookings, would be to go to these degradation, humiliation style companies and work with those type of films. We've all seen them, like the ghetto gaggers, or the ones where you get like a bunch of white guys and they got like the Confederate flags on their shirts, and you know, it pushes a narrative that's just ugh. Just ugh. So what do you do? This is the industry you want to be a part of, but there's no real options that you could do with. Because in order to get onto a big platform and work with a big company, you would either have to come in with somebody, or what you do would have to be just to the extreme or that different. Or you have to be that new a face, or you have to have that new or unique of a look. So what do? If you don't have those, you start your own shit. And as the years roll by, you start seeing these stars, these newcomers, these veterans start looking towards doing stuff on their own. And then this little thing called social media blew the fuck up. Twitter, Snapchat, OnlyFans, ManyVids, Pornhub, Xvideo, RedTube, you name it. Places that were allowing you to upload your content and sell it. Who needs a big company when you can do everything yourself, do it the way you want to do it, and appeal to the crowd you want to appeal to? And your fan base is a lot more loyal because it's a grassroots fan base, just like with music. They started with you as you started this process, and now they're supporting you because they want to see you build and grow, and they feel like they have a better connection to you because when you do it this new way, you have to really have a good relationship with your fan base. So these actors and actresses, black porn and black actresses, took to this new wave of content creation and realized all that editing that people were charging a lot of money for, they could learn how to do it. That camera work that they had to get a bunch of people on set to do, they could pretty much set that up themselves. And then the introduction of 4K video on cell phones made things a lot more easier. Hell, I can set up a camera, get another phone, another 4K, and set up a camera in another angle, and I can film my own stuff and then edit it and release it whenever the fuck I want and how I want. I don't have to do a scene and then a company gives it a racist title. Come on, we all been on the adult sites. Ebony, big booty girl, falls victim to white slave master's dick. And all it is a white guy fucking a black girl. For somehow, some reason, it just takes a different narrative because they just had to put that title on there because it's clickbait. The frustration of our pioneer and veteran adult film stars gave birth to this surge of black content creators in the adult industry. And now we have these companies that are black owned or people of color owned, black, Spanish, you know, whatever have you. And they're making content without fear of restriction. And they're making content to appeal to a different variety of people. You know, if you are a black girl who is into anime is pierced and has a lot of tattoos, you can do your own shit and appeal to your crowd. If you are a non-binary person who sometimes appeals to their feminine and masculine side, you can reach out to the crowd that fits you. If you are a big black guy with a beard, tattoos, and a bear cut, and a bear gut, and you are into heavy metal, guess what? You can create your content for your crowd. And you don't have to conform. You don't have to change yourself to fit someone else's image. You can be true to yourself. If you go back and interview these porn stars, these black adult film stars that came out before this day and age, and you ask them, when they were making movies, were they able to be themselves and appeal to the crowd that they wanted to? They probably would tell you no, because they had to work within the system. Now the system has been blown open, so there's no need for them to work within the system. They're outside the matrix. And that's important. That's important because when you're so used to having someone else capitalize on what you can do, it is liberating to be able to capitalize on yourself. These content creators, these black content creators that you see, are entrepreneurs. Think about that. Each one of them is a business, and their sexuality, their identity, is their brand. And they are probably a lot more personable than these big brands that you see out there. It's the difference from going to Target to a mom and pop store. Yeah, it may be a little pricey, but it's a mom and pop store. They're in the neighborhood. You can actually talk to them. You go ask fans of Jana Jameson how much access they legitimately have to her. Or you go and say, ask someone like Miss Skin, you know, how many messages she responds to on her page. You go ask Peach Fuzz how many people that she can talk to on her OnlyFans and actually have a legit conversation with. Compared to someone like a Sasha Gray, when she was in the industry, how much access her fans had to her outside of, you know, signings and meetups and strip club tours. And I get it. It's a dual-edged sword. Where you build a loyal fan base, you also have the other side where there's a lot of creepers who make you regret doing this every day. But that freedom, you have that freedom where you can just not talk to them or you can block them. If you're working with a company, you may have to jump through the company hoops in order to deal with stuff like that. But when you're your own entity, when you're your own enterprise, you can go, well, you know what, you're being an asshole. I'm just not going to talk to you. I'm going to block you. And you don't have to go through anybody else to do it. It's your decision. I feel like the veterans who paved the path don't get as much respect as they do. So, on this episode, I want you to finish listening. But when you are done, I want you to go look up some black porn stars. Go support their work. If they got OnlyFans, go to their OnlyFans. You know, give a little nod to the ones that helped lay the path for this new boom that we're seeing now. Go look up Misty Stone, Lexington Steel, Skin Diamond, Vanessa Blue, Miss DeMarcus. Was it Prince Ayasha? Shawn Michaels? Go look up some of the older porn stars and check their work out. Give them some viewage on their page. And then when you're done with that, go check out the black sex work content creators that you see on Twitter. You know, you don't have to follow them for the rest of your life. Well, get a month. Go subscribe for a month. Support them. Black History Month. Not to guilt you in it, but Black History Month, go check out some black creators and support them. Tip them. Give them that same energy you give to everybody else. I always find it funny, right? Everybody wants representation. Everybody wants things to be easier and be equal. You know, but when it comes time to do it, it's for some reason so hard. So hard. When it's really not. Right now, this is my challenge to you guys. Right now, this is my challenge. If you have an OnlyFans account, a ManyVids account, an AVN Stars account, what I want you to do is to find one black content creator and support them for a month. Get a little membership to their site, maybe tip them, grab something off the Amazon gift list, because you know they got an Amazon gift list. Do something. Because you never know if supporting these people will turn around and facilitate the next big boom. You don't know if supporting them, turning around and supporting them, you don't know if that's going to start like the next rise, the next run. You know, just like when you support a geek content creator, when you support a geeky adult content creator, you now open up representation for people who live your lifestyle, the geeks. Same thing when you support a black alternative adult film star. If you're a black alternative, that gives you representation. I always think about it like going to like a buffet. You know, you go and you see this smorgasbord of food. Now you can A, you can stick to like the chicken, the mac and cheese, the candy yams, the biscuits, and just focus on those things. And you'll get full. You'll be satisfied. You'll be happy. But imagine what would happen if you extend and now you allow yourself to utilize all of the other options. The pizza, the seafood, the pasta. That's what happens when we support these different content creators. You get a better variety. And it's competition. Competition breeds creativity. So, Black History Month. Go check out a black creator. Go check out a black adult film star. Give them some burn. Give them some time off the bench, coach. I'll appreciate it. They'll appreciate it. And not to be peeking in your guys' windows, but I'm sure you'll appreciate it as well.
episode of Everyday Geek. I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed providing it to you. Now, if you like what you heard, you want to support the content, you want to support the creator, I always have links in the description. And if you want to help the podcast out, follow, like, favorite, suggest it to other people, share it. You can also donate so I can bring you more of the quality, the fun, and the enjoyment that you love. See you later, Space Cowboy.